Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council approved a resolution adopting the city's capital improvement plan for fiscal years 2023 through 2027. The city adopts a five-year capital plan annually as part of the budget preparation process. The plan represents the capital needs of the city for the years 2023 through 2027. Most of the discussion surrounded the Kenai Bluff Stabilization Project, but also included the Nordic Trail Lighting Project, the Leif Hansen Fountain, and a request that dredging of the Kenai River be considered for inclusion in FY25. City Manager Paul Ostrander.
You'll see in FY2023, we've got the Bluff Stabilization Project funded at $17.5 million. You'll also see that in 2023, there's no city funding that is being provided. The grant funding there, the $17.5 million, would be a combination of the federal money that was provided through the infrastructure bill, plus the state grants that we've received to date, which equals about $3 million right now, plus an assumption that the geo bond package with the $6.5 million from the state is passed, and some of that would be included in there. So for fiscal year 2023, total amount spent would be $17.5 million, and it would be a combination of both federal and state funding for FY 2023.
City Manager Ostrander added,
if you look on FY 2024, there's another $17.5 million slated for that year. So if you include the 2 years, that's a total project cost in the capital improvement plan of $35 million. In FY24, $14.95 million of it would be a combination of federal funding and state funding, with the city providing funding of $2.55 million. The way this is laid out, the total amount that would be spent by the different entities would be $9.5 million from the state, $22.95 million from the federal government, and $2.55 million from the city.
The entire capital improvement plan can be seen at RadioKenai.com. The Soldanna City Council enacted an ordinance that would increase estimated revenues and appropriations by $3,064.29 in the COVID-19 Relief Special Revenue Fund for additional grant funds received from the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development as part of the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. The city previously appropriated a grant in the amount of $1,139,130 from the DCCED. The funds are available as part of the federally approved American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. City Manager Stephanie Queen.
This ordinance has an accompanying memo from Finance Director Melanie Imholt, and essentially this is funds that was either declined or in one case a non-responsive municipality did not receive the original allocation of ARPA funds, and it was based on a formula basis. And so the state had recently contacted the city of Soldotna and let us know that they were redistributing those funds among the remaining 141 municipalities according to that same formula. So that resulted in a potential increase of our ARPA funding of $3,064.29, and the ordinance would appropriate that with the previously appropriated ARPA funds, which the city has not yet utilized any of those funds.
The ordinance was unanimously enacted. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.